Shalom Aleichem, everyone, and Gemara Chasima Teiva. Hope everyone had a successful Shabbos Shuva, Shabbos Teshuvah, first Shabbos of the year. I'd like to share with you the Shabbos Shuva drash shois that I gave. One was to the women, one was to the men. And the message was, I tried at least, to be the same for both drushas. With the men, it's more of a pilpul. We go through the sugi a little bit. With the women, it's more mar makaymas, more maybe some stories as well. And but the message I'm going to try to put together into this one shir, hopefully will be shavah l'chol nefesh for whoever listens to the shir. In the ladies' drasha, I began with a story. I saw afterwards people enjoyed it, and husbands were coming back later in the day hearing it. So we'll begin with the story. It seems to be more of a, maybe it's a famous mashal, ma'aseh shaloi haya, as we say, about two individuals who could not make a living. They didn't really have many qualifications, and they decided they're going to go into the field of becoming thieves. But they can't be a thief in their own town. People know who they are, and so on and so forth. So they decided to travel to some distant villages or towns to try out their new trade. On the way, they pass by a majestic carriage being pulled by a big, beautiful, strong stallion. And they saw that the driver, the owner, was napping, was dozing off. So they said an unbelievable thing. They said, you know what? If we could steal this horse and go sell it, we'll push it have Parnassa. But how are we going to get it from the carriage without waking up the driver? If it stops, he's going to wake up and he's going to catch us. So one said to the other, well, this is what we're going to do. I'll unhitch the horse and you will go in the horse's place and pull the carriage. And therefore, there won't be any stopping, and we'll figure it out from there. So, kachava, that's what they did. It was a seamless transition. Unhooked the horse, stole it, the other one's pulling. A few minutes later, the driver wakes up, and he looks down to see his horse, and he sees a person. And he starts getting very angry, he starts screaming, what's going on here? Where's my horse? Who are you? Why are you pulling my wagon? So, the thief was a little tumult. He wasn't really ready for what he's going to say, but he was quick on his feet. And he turns around and he says, let me tell you, so it was a long time ago, I couldn't feed my family and I started stealing and eventually I was caught and I went to prison and I died in prison. When I went up to Shamayim, they said that my punishment is I come down to this world for 50 years as a horse. That's a Gilgal of 50 years as a horse. Today, the 50 years is over, and I'm no longer a horse. I'm back to being a person. But I beg of you, let me go free so I can be a human being, not be a horse pulling your wagon. So the guy, Rachmanis Anam, he said, no problem, I'll free you, but on one condition. No more stealing. No more stealing. That's what got you into this problem in the first place. No problem. He goes and runs into the forest. He meets up with his friend, and they have the big horse. They go to the next town, it's market day, they plan on selling the horse. Meanwhile, who's in the market for a new horse? This wagon driver. Not sure exactly how he got to the town, but that's part of the story. And all of a sudden they see him coming, and they know what to do. So they decide to go hide. And watch what will happen. And he comes, and he sees what looks like to be his original horse. And he walks over to the horse, and the horse is very friendly to him, as if he's the owner. Horses aren't always so friendly to strangers. And he realizes this is Taka, his horse. He takes off his belt and he starts whipping the horse. And the horse is jumping and neighing and making noises. And he's getting red in the face. And he finally, someone said, what are you doing to this horse? And he starts screaming. And they told me afterwards that it sounds better in Yiddish. And they said, he said to him, Noch ein Tag, bist du a Mensch? And the Visirik Aferd says, after one day of being a human, you're back to being a horse. You couldn't stop stealing for one day, you're back to being a horse. So that was the story I began with. And what did I want to bring out from that story? I want to bring out that change is very hard for people. Yes, a person who's never chaganav, he could promise from today to tomorrow, in one day he's back to being a ferret. He's back to being a horse. Why? Because he couldn't hold back from stealing even in one day. Human beings can't change overnight. We like to, but it doesn't work that way. And it's very hard for us, even more so, in our generation, everything's instant. But a human being's not an instant thing. You don't change instantaneously. It's very hard. And especially when we're coming to Yomim Nairoim, and we're coming to Yom Kippur, and we're thinking about Tshuva and Tahara and Kapara, it's very overwhelming. And we say to ourselves, well, we're going to change, we're going to be different. We're going to say Vidui, we're going to do Tshuva, Charata, Kabbalah Abah, V'yoyda Lov Yedea Taluma. It's like the Rambam says, Hashem's going to be made, we're never going to do it again. How many times do we do this already, Yom Kippur? Forget it, I give up, it's not Negeya. Human beings, we can't change so quickly. So hopefully the message we're going to give is how we can get the most out of this Yom Kippur and how we could show what a person could do to start changing. I brought out by the ladies, my Shver Zeder of Avram Grzinski, Hashem Yikoyim Domoy, so Bal Musar, as the Alter from Slabodka said about him, he broke down every fiber in his being and rebuilt it in control. It says in Akdama to the Sefer Teres Avram, and I heard this from my uncle, Rabbi Yitzchak Grzinski, Zichrona Livracha, numerous times, that Rabbi Avram worked on the Midah of Hevi Mekabel, his Kol Adam, B'Sefer Panem Yafos, for 2 years straight. 2 years he worked on the Midah of being Mekabel, everyone with the Sefer Panem Yafos. They said that he used to look in the mirror and make smile into the mirror to see how the smile looks to others, how he could improve on it. It's a person, a gadol, working on one midah for 2 years. We want things to be instant. If it doesn't happen in a moment, we're on to the next thing, or we give up. That's the hakdama for the women. Now let us go to the sugya. The sugya is as follows. The sugya is, and again, I'm not going to go through every maramakam, but the Rambam says in Parag Aleph Halach Aleph in Hilchos Teshuva, that what does it mean to do tshuva? One of the components of tshuva is vidui. And ketzad misvadim, how does a person do vidui? Says the Rambam, he says, chotasi avisi pashati, I did this avera, and I regret it, and I'm embarrassed, ula'olameini chayzi l'davar zeh, and I'm not going to do it again. That's v'zehu ikre shel vidui. Vidui is not only to say what I did wrong, vidui is to say I'm not going to do it again. The problem is in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, when the Rambam says Yom Kippur is a time of tshuva, and every person is obligated to do tshuva ulis vadois and to admit his averis. In the next halacha of Halacha Ches says the Rambam, Havidui shenoagu b'kol Yisrael. What's the vidui? The Klal Yisrael says on tshuva, the minig. It's based on a Gemara in Yuma. Aval anachnu chatanu. We say aval anachnu v'aviseinu chatanu. We sinned. Zehu ikur havidui. And the question that the Mefarshim asked, Fal Hamburger and Marpe Loshen, and Avodas Melech and others, what's going on? It doesn't say here that you have to say, I'm never going to do it again. It just says that we say, Aval Anachnu Chatanu. How come the Rambam doesn't say that you have to say, I'm never going to do it again, like he said before? That's what Iker Shel Vidui is. He doesn't say it here, he doesn't say in the Nusach of the Vidui of Yom Kippur, it's not in our Machzorim. What's going on? The same question could be asked on the Rambam in Maisa Karbonis Paragim Alochet Hezbov by a carbon. A person brings a carbon from Avera, Achatas, Asham, so he has to say Vidui. That's what the Torah says, Visvadi, he has to say Vidui. Again, the Rambam over there just says he has to say what he did wrong. He doesn't have to say this component that I'm never going to do it again, that the Rambam initially said that's really the Ikra, part of the Ikra, Shel Vidui. So the answer to this could be as follows. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shavuos, and you mother plays the Shavuos Yigimah Mudbeis, so Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon, in how Yom Kippur works. Rebbe Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, whether a person does tshuva, a person doesn't do tshuva. Bein Asa tshuva, bein Lo Asa tshuva, Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper. except for certain averis. What does that mean? Itzumay shel yom is mechaper. Yom Kippur, the day itself, the etzem of the day, the essence, the power of the day. Yom Kippur is like a mikvah tahara. You go through it, you're cleansed. Says Rabbi, you don't even have to do tshuva. The Rabbanan argue, and they learn from a pasuk. Says no, ach. Be'asol ha'chedesh hazeh, the pasuk says, ach tells us no. Yom Kippur is limiting. On one hand, Yom Kippur is mechaper not only for shoigeg, for things that are done by mistake, even for mezid, even for averus a person did on purpose. But, says the Gemara, only for people who are shovim, people who do tshuva. Someone who is not shov, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. That is the Gemara. Now the question is, so what, now Lechara, we paskin like the Rabbanan, that you need tshuva for Yom Kippur to be mechaper. So the question is, what type of tshuva do you need? And the knee-jerk reaction is, okay, let's look in the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva. Tshuva has many components. You have to regret what you're doing. You have to admit what you're doing. You have to have Kabbalah al Abba. Right? Aziva Sachet, you have to stop doing the Aveira. Four components we all know the Rambam says you have to do for tshuva. Rabbeinu Yain has 20 steps to tshuva. Okay? So if the Rabbanan are telling us, on Yom Kippur you have to do tshuva, we have a big monumental avoid ahead of us. And it's very overwhelming. And many people will say to themselves, I give up, go back to sleep, I got to do what I got to do, come to shul, klap al chait, but come on, who am I fooling? I'm able to do tshuva? Yom Kippur only works with tshuva. Tshuva is a big affair. Every aveira I have to do, what's going on here? Rabbi Saul Salanter addresses this in Igeres Zion. Zok to Rabbi Saul Salanter Yom Kippur Dover Tayv L'Ma'id. It's a very good thing, as the Gemara tells us. Yom Kippur is one of the biggest Yom Tayv for Klal Yisrael. I say every year in Shul Lel Kol Nidre, right before we make the Shachayanu, make an announcement. The Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would say, if Yom Kippur would come once in 70 years, it would be a meridika chesed from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. How much more so, it comes every single year, we recite the bracha of Shechiyanu with a simcha atzuma, that we're zeiche, to tahara, from our averis. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, Dover taiv ma'id. But, ein lanu dover taiv mimenu, there's nothing better than Yom Kippur. If we do the proper achana, ki yom kippur mechaperim atshuva. Because we need tshuva. As we just said, we pass like the Rabbanan. We need tshuva. Zokt, Rabbi Saul Salanter, what's tshuva? Hi aziva sachet. Stopping to do the avera. What's going on here? Aziva sachet is one component of tshuva. There's aziva sachet, there's charata, having regret, there's vidoy, there's kabbalah alava. What are you telling me? Tshuva is only aziva sachet. Just stopping to do the avera. What's going on here? So, one of my very close friends from many years ago, since ninth grade, Reb Shimon Perlman, was passing through Cleveland in the summer, and he had printed the Vadim of Reb David Shustel, the Lake Rishiva, so Zayin Gezulten Stark, on Stiffen and Yonim, and he gave me some kontrasim from Reb David. And one of them, I think, is the latest on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And Reb David says, first of all, Shel Salanter is our Pesach when it comes to El Yom Neiroim for all the Rashivas and Bnei Yeshivas, all Yesaidas of El Yom Neiroim come from Yisrael Salanter, Ne'manim Alav, from Yisrael Salanter, Paskins, Aziva Sachet is enough, that's enough. What's the Pshat? So Dr. David Shustel like this. What's the argument between the Rabbanon and Rebbe? Rebbe says, Yitzumah Shel Yom Mechaper. Do the Rabbanon disagree with that? No. The Rabbanon agree, Itzuma Shoyam is Mechaper. Yes, Yom Kippur on its own is a Kapara. But there's a Tanai, there's a condition. Not like Rebbe says, you're automatically passing through Yom Kippur and just getting through it is your Tahara. The Rabbanon say, you have to do something to connect to it. You have to just have some connection to Yom Kippur through Shav, through doing Tshuva. Once you connect, Itzuma Shoyam is Mechaper. Now, says Rav David Shustel as follows. He says, when the Rambam tells us that there are four components to tshuva, aziva zachet, charata, vidui, kabbalah abo, that's when all you're doing is tshuva. The only thing you're doing to get your kapara is tshuva, so you have to do the whole picture. All the components are necessary. Okay, there's a mabit that says each one works separately, but to get tshuva, gemura, you need all four components. However, Zachter David Shustel, when there's something else that's truly propelling the kapara, for example, a person's bringing a karbon. This Reb David doesn't say, by the way. He doesn't talk about karbonis. That I saw by Rav Again, Rav Itamar Garbuz, so Zayin Gezud and Shtark, the Edim, the Chastan, the Ve'nesia, of Marn Rosh Hashiva, Zecharin Levracha, B'Garshan Edelstein. I think he brings it b'shem his father. When something else is propelling the kapara, like a karbon, person doesn't have air, he brings a carbon. The carbon's propelling the kapara. The only thing is, there's a tenai for the carbon to actually work. You also have to do some type of tshuva. For that, you don't need all the components of tshuva. The Rambam says, all you have to say is, I did an avera. You don't even have to do a full vidui and say, I'm not going to do it ever again, like we asked before. Because all you need to do is to get the carbon moving. You get it moving by saying some type of vidui. Just saying chatasi is enough. Then the karban takes over. And the same thing is, we asked on the Rambam, how come he says, by Yom Kippur, all you have to say is, aval anachnu, v'aviseinu chatanu, what happened to all the other components? The answer is, itzumay shal yoyim is mechaper. What's propelling the kapara is the titzumay shal yoyim, is Yom HaKippurim. I just have to connect to it to get it moving. How do I do that? Says the Rambam, you're mechuyev to do vidui. What type of vidui? I don't have to do vidui with all its components. If you have nothing else, it's a regular day of the year, and you want to do tshuva and anavera, so what's propelling your tshuva? Oh, tshuva is propelling your kapara. Okay, so now there's so many different components to tshuva. But when there's something else that's truly propelling the kapara, all you have to do is get it moving and connect to it. And that, says Rav David Shustel, is pshat in Rabbi Saul Salanter. When the Rabbanan said that you need tshuva for Yom Kippur to be mechaper, so what do I need Yom Kippur for? The answer is, because really, itzuma shel yom is mechaper. They agreed to Rabbi that the day itself is mechaper. You just have to connect to it somehow. How do you connect to it? Through tshuva. What type of tshuva? And that we have Rabbi Saul Salanter paskening for us, aziva sachet is enough. Just not doing the Avera is enough to connect to all of the Tahara and the Skulas of Tshuva. And that's what the Rambam says. Paragalef Halacha Gimel, V'itzuma shel yoyim mechaper l'shavim. The day itself is mechaper for those who do Tshuva. Shenemer ki v'yem hazeh yichaper aleichem. Because both Rebbe and the Rabbanan agree to the power of the day as the Kapara. Rebbe says, it's just, so to speak, like a drive-thru. You go straight through, and you have it. The Rabbanan say you have to connect on some type of life. So you'll say, okay, thank you very much. Okay, you just minimized it a little bit. I just have to stop doing the Avera. But okay, that's also a very tall order. So Rabbi Saul Salanter in that, Igeris continues, and he talks about this, and he says you should know, it's not all or nothing. Even a little bit is good. And he says, you can't even imagine, nothing in this world can compare to a little bit of tshuva on Yom Kippur. And then he continues and he says, ulechayli hayush, for those who have this problem that they give up hope, there's nothing worse than giving up. And he says, yes, it's still a tall order, aziva sachet, but who told you it's all or nothing? He says every Avera could be broken down to different components. Some are harder to do, some are easier to do. For example, you could have the same Avera, but depending on Itim Shinus, different times. Sometimes it's easier to be careful for that Avera, sometimes it's harder. Oibim Matzovim Shinim, different situations. His example is Bitul Torah. He says, could you compare someone who's mevatel Torah on a weekday when he's working and he's exhausted and he has so many things bothering him, it's much harder not to be mevatel Torah. Mashenkein on a Shabbos, when things are calm, he's not working, So it's easier to be nizer and bittul Torah. So you don't look at it and say, well, I'm going to do tshuva and bittul Torah. It's not shaykh. No. Go figure out when's the easiest time for you not to be mevatel Torah. He continues, habachin shayna meshabbos lechol. Meis hatir deleis hapnuya, when you're busy, when you're free. Mimatzav das hanitredes lematzav das hatzlula. When a person's mind is distracted and busy, certain times are more stressful. It's much harder for a person to be nizer. Certain times are easier. Every aveira, says Rabbi Sol Salanti, you could break down into all different components. Not all times are the same. Not all natures are the same. And then, a person should then look, when is the easiest time for me? When things are calm and serene. When is the easiest time for me to be nizer from this aveira? And then say that that's my Kabbalah. That's when I'm going to stop doing the aveira. What do you mean? But there's all the times I'm going to be nichshol. It's not a problem, says Yisrael Salanter. Azibas achet doesn't mean leaving it entirely. It means even one component that you could find for azibas achet. And if you do that, he says, b'chol b'china ketana shebiktanais, he says, your Yom Kippur is becoming, you're connected to Yom Kippur. You can't imagine the hatzlocha you'll have. Lihinotzo nafshe mitzoris rabbis and etzuris. Ein lanu revach godum izeh. There's no greater revach than that type of azivas achet. And he says that when a person is able to come in one component of any avera to tshuva, on this day of Yom Kippur, he's called a Baal Tshuva Gomer. It's called a Baal Tshuva Gomer, a peledik, a thing, a chiddush gadol for Rabbi Sol Salanter. So Rabbi Sol Salanter made things much easier for us. Number one, we know Yom Kippur is a mechaper. We just got to connect somehow. How? Tshuva. What's the tshuva, says Rabbi Sol Salanter? Aziva sachet. Stop doing an avera. Oh, that's a tall order. Okay. In that avera, break it down into the fine, the most easiest time that you're nichshol, that you could watch yourself from doing that avera, and be mechazik and not do the avera at that time. That's enough, says Rabbi Sol Salanter, to connect you to the tahara of Yom Kippurim with all of its skulas. You're a baal tshuva gomer. Yom Kippur is mechaper, Itzumay Shal Yom is mechaper. That's the chiddush of Yisrael Salanter. Let's take it one step further, says Reb David Shustel. He says, Sur Me Rav Asei Toiv. Reb Nosson Vachtveil Zichron Levroch used to say over B'Shem Reb Yeruchim that it means, how are you Sur Me Ra? Through Asei Toiv. What does that mean? When a person does a mitzvah, he's enveloped by Kedusha. He's uplifted. And that, by definition, he's not able to do the Averis the same way. It's a different person. He's an elevated person. Whether it's because it doesn't pass for me to do the Avera, or from the Ruchni Yeshabai. Person is enveloped in Kedusha, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, he's got Eden around him. He's protected from the Sur Meira. How are you Sur Meira? Through Asei Taif. Zakir David Shustel. If we take Rabbi Sol Salanter's Yisoid, and say as follows, it's not necessarily about being nizer from an avera. I could do aziva sachet through asei toiv. Find a mitzvah and break it down into its components. When is the easiest time for me to be mechazik in this mitzvah that maybe I don't have such chizuk in? Now when it's hard, it's a different story. Break it down, when's the easiest time for me to be mekayim this mitzvah and to be mekabel to do that mitzvah. That's called Aziva Sachet, because when I do that component of that mitzvah, I'm elevated, which keeps me away from other Averis. Sur Meira through Asei Toiv. So if you want to connect to the power of Yom Kippurim, if you're able to break down, whether it's an Avera, like Rabbi Sol Salanter says, or a mitzvah, to the easiest time to be Nizer or to do that mitzvah, and be Mekabel, this is what I'm going to work on this year. That's called Tshuva on Yom Kippur. And that, says Rabbi Sol Salanter, is called a Baal Tshuva Gomer. You're connected to Itzumay Shal Yom, the Gantza Tahara of Yom Kippur. This is the Chiddush of Rabbi Sol Salanter. Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer says, Al Derech Tzachos, meaning Al Derech Drush, he says, there's a sugya called Chatzi Shir. For example, a person is not allowed to eat nevela, basar b'chalav, to get Malkus, to get punished by Bezin, you have to eat a shear, an amount. How much? A kezias. For Yom Kippur, for example, a kesevis, the size of a date, a little bit less than an egg. It's a machlaikus in the Gemara, Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechon, and Gemara in Yuma. Is chatzi shear osir minat Torah or not? Meaning, let's say I only have half a kezias of nevela. Is that mutter or not? Rish Lakish says mutter. Rabbi Yechon says it's osir. Could you imagine? If it was mutter or chatzi shear, that means like in Yom Kippur, every 10, 12 minutes we could take a little bit of food to eat, be a whole different Yom Kippur. It's interesting that even though that machlaikis, if chatzi shir, a half of a shir, is also minat Torah or not, is nagiyah to all over Shas, it happens to find itself in Masechta Yuma by the Inyanim of Yom Kippurim at the beginning of the 8th parak. So to Rabbi Yosef Nechemya, Rabbi Yochanan says chatzi shir also minat Torah. See, if you eat a half a kezias of nevela, you are over Isser Deiraisa. If you eat a half of a kesevis in Yom Kippur, you're over an Isser Deiraisa. Now, if you're a chayla, so that's a whole different thing called shiurim, but it's not a simple thing because chatzi shir is also min ha-tayra. You have to fit into the gedarim of what chaylim are allowed to eat that less than a shir. So says Rabbi Yosef Nechemya, Rabbi Yochanan seems to be a meridik machmer for us. He says even less than a shir is also min ha-tayra. He says yes, but from that chumra comes an unbelievable kula and a toiva gedayla for Klal Yisrael. Why? Because if chatzi shir is aser min ha-Torah, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu says any little minute amount of iser is aser. So with the Rabbi Nishon, we say to him, what about a chatzi shir min ha-mitzvah? Is it all or nothing with mitzvahs? Are our tefillahs all or nothing? No! You can't say, Rabbi Nishalaylam, if I don't give you a perfect mitzvah, a perfect tefillah, you're not makabalit. When I do an aveira that's not perfect, when it's less than a shir, that counts as an aveira, but for a mitzvah not, me the toiva meruba. So the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says chatzi shir is also min ha-Torah comes out of kula gedoyla on the tzad of mitzvahs, the chatzi shir, any little amount is a mitzvah as well. And he learns that into the psukim, and maybe that's why it finds its way, this machlokes by Yom Kippur, to teach us that for tshuva as well, like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is saying, it's not all or nothing. Any little bit is an unbelievable amount for the Rabbi Yisrael. It could be about tshuva gum or even a chatzi shir. And he learned this, Rabbi Yosef Nechemya, to the psukim we learned in Avtairah, Shuva Yisrael, kechuimachem dvarim v'shuva l'Hashem. Take words and return to Hashem. Imru Elav, what should we say to Hashem? Kol tisa avayin v'kach toiv v'nesham aparens v'seinu. Rabbi Yochanan learned from the word kol. Kol is a ribuy, it includes even less than a shir. So we say, Imru Elav, we say to the Rabbi Yisrael, Kol tisa avayin, when it comes to an aveira, any kol shehu, any little bit you take is an aveira. If that's true, v'kach toiv, Rabbi Yisraelam, when it comes to the toiv, you also have to take even less, and therefore neshama parmes vaseinu. So then we asked Rabbi Yisraelam, our tefillah should be instead of karbonis, our tefillahs, we're distracted, it's not perfect. Chatzi shir. Chatzi shir, the Rabbi Yisraelam takes from us. And that's the say that Rishol Salant is telling us, and Rav David Shustel is bringing out, how we could connect to the Itzumah Shel Yom. So as we approach Yom HaKippurim, number one, Chazal tell us, the Paiskim say, Yom Kippur is only Mechaper, the Itzumah Shel Yom, the day is Mechaper, for those who believe in it. So number one, we have to be Maimon, that when we're entering Yom HaKippurim, we're entering into a Mikvah Tahara, Ma Mikvah Metaris Atmei, Ma Vakodesh Baruch Hu Metaris Yisrael. It's a Mikvah Tahara going on here. The only thing I need to do is to connect to it on some level of tshuva. What's that level of tshuva? Is it the Rambam's 4 levels of tshuva? Is Rabbi Yonah's 20 levels of tshuva? No. Says Rabbi Sol Salanter, all you have to do is aziva sachet. And even that aziva sachet is only even a minute amount of aziva sachet. Break it down to the easiest time. That you're niksha on that avera, or that you're able to be mekayim that mitzvah. Sur mirava se toiv. If we could think of one place to be mechazik, one place think about when it's the easiest, calmest of times to be nizer in something, then we've connected to the Yom HaKippurim's power and we're zeichet to all the skulas and all the tahara of Yom HaKippurim. And Bez Hashem, we should taka be zeichet that we should be able to become, recognize this meridika matana, as Rizal Salanta said, Ein lanu davar tovi menu. There's nothing better in this world than Yom HaKippurim. There's nothing more elevating than Yom HaKippurim. It's a hard day. It's a stressful day. But if we could connect it on some level, the smallest little level, show the Ribbono Shalom a chatzi, 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 chatzi shir, that we want to be better, that we're a shav. With that, we become a Baal Tshuva Gomer, connected to the power of Yom HaKippurim. We should take a bizoicha to take advantage of it, and all have a Gemar Chasima Teva and a good Geben Shiar. Kol Tov.